Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 6, and we're going to look at today verses 5 through 9. So far, it seems like everyone is having a great time in this chapter. There is worship, there are songs, people are making merry. This is truly a parade for the ages. Just think about this. A typical Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade has about 6,500 people participating in the parade. So this one that's going from Baal Judah to Jerusalem is about 4 times as big and travels 4 times the distance. The journey from Baal Judah to Jerusalem was about 10 miles over rough terrain. And that rough terrain comes into play. They make it just fine for a certain distance, and then they make it to Nacon's place, when at that point, an ox tripped and stumbled. And as the oxen stumbled, the Ark of the Covenant became unsettled. It looked like maybe it was about to fall out of that new cart and land in who knows what on the ground. So not wanting that to take place, a man named Uzzah puts out a hand to steady the Ark in the cart. In that moment, amidst the celebration, something terrifying happened. It wasn't that the ark dropped off the cart, but rather the anger of the Lord was kindled. And then and there, Uzzah was struck down, graveyard dead. Can you picture that scene? The parade comes to a halt, but we're talking about 30,000 people, right? And so necks begin to crane to see what happened, and word begins to spread to the back of the parade. Uzzah is dead. He saved the ark, but he died. I wonder what's going on up there. And the text tells us that David was angry because the Lord had burst forth against Uzzah. Does that sound familiar to you? It should. In 2 Samuel 5, we saw that the Lord burst forth against the Philistines because they were trying to assassinate David. And here, the Lord burst forth against Uzzah because he had touched the ark. I think we're all with David at this point, aren't we? What's going on and why would this happen? How are we supposed to continue restoring worship if this is what we can expect? And that's kind of the tension of this text. How can the ark of the Lord come to Jerusalem? How are we to worship if this is taking place? How can the worship of Israel be restored if everyone is afraid to approach you, God? This is David's dilemma. So what will he do? And what will you do to reorient your life around the worship of God if this is what we might expect or if we don't know what to expect? Well, you've got to keep coming back to see this incredible story unfold. But as you pray, today, please remember Charles and Mona Costa, our Middle East coordinators, and also remember the Lushai LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Burma.